Do you put up a Christmas tree in your house? And is it up already? I can tell you Saturday night was kind of the perfect backdrop in our house for decorating. There we are hanging in the ornaments on the tree while the weather outside is truly, it was frightful Saturday night. And it turns out we weren't alone because apparently there is a bit of a mad rush to buy and put up Christmas trees this year, fresh ones, real ones, which is good news for the hundreds of tree farmers in Massachusetts and bad news for anyone who is a Yuletide procrastinator. Now, Dave Morin is the owner of Arrowhead Acres in Uxbridge and heads the communications for the Massachusetts Christmas Tree Association. He's on the line with us now. Dave, welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you for having me on your program.
Dave, is it time to panic buy fresh Christmas trees?
Well, when you're closer to Boston, a lot of the farms that are close by have already sold out. But if you get further away, out further to the west, Springfield, western part of the state, there's still loads of trees available.
So you might have to just drive a little further out if you're in the eastern part of the state.
I would say yes to that statement.
Okay. All right. So let's... No, go ahead, Dave.
Oh, I was just going to say, we're right on the Rhode Island-Connecticut border in Massachusetts, south of Worcester, and we still have loads of trees available, but we are probably 55 minutes west of Boston.
Let's back this up a little bit. So tree farms are seeing this big boost in sales, as you're saying, some things and closer to the centers like Boston. Some places are sold out. It is interesting because we hear so much bad news and so much sadness in the context of the virus. We talked about quite a bit of stress and pressure on the show today resulting from the virus. But there is something about this pandemic that has sparked a holiday spirit, people wanting to get excited about the season, wanting to get that tree and decorate it. What are you hearing from customers? Where's that coming from?
I think everyone has been... cabin bound, basically, and they're anxious for the holidays to enjoy time with the families. And the people that I've talked to seem to be going overboard decorating and getting ready for the holidays is kind of a relief from all of the depression that has been existing for the last 9 months or so.
So I'm assuming that the Massachusetts Christmas Tree Association is really sort of tracking this in detail. Do you know how much bigger the demand is this year? How much faster are the sales happening? Will there be more trees sold than in past years?
I expect that there will be more sold. I know on our farm, on the Thanksgiving weekend, which is the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we sold more trees in those 3 days than we did in the entire selling season last year.
What kind of number is that, Dave? I mean, that's stunning. How many trees is that?
Well, for us, it was, I think, about 600 trees.
In 3 days?
Just in that weekend alone.
Was your team just exhausted? I mean, I'm thinking of the physical labor involved in getting Christmas trees, you know, wrapping them, putting them on cars, tying them up. How's your team?
They're pretty ragged right at the moment. The weekends are extremely stressful for the staff. During the weekdays, we have a skeleton crew, and they're just moving along at a steady pace. It's not nowhere near as bad as it was on the weekends. That first weekend, we had as many as 20 trees backed up. We do a lot more in the way of service than a lot of the farms. And you can come to the farm and just point at the tree and we'll cut it, transport it, shake it, net it, drill it, and take it right to your car. So there's a lot more labor involved in our operation. And what added to a little bit of the chaos was that we had the Commissioner of Agriculture out to our farm to present us with a proclamation from the governor. So that took two or three of us out of the workforce while the festivities were going on. And
But what a nice thing to have happen.
Off with a bang. And I don't think we ever got completely caught up that day.
So Dave, in our remaining time, let's give a little bit of a buying guide to our listeners. How does one pick a great tree? And I understand there are different types of trees, balsam, Douglas. So what are your tips for buying the right Christmas tree for your household, whatever that household might be?
Well, no tree that you select is fresher than the one that you actually watch being cut on a farm. So you're starting off with a very fresh tree if you actually watch it be cut. So there aren't as many things to do to check its freshness when you know it was just cut. If you're going to a retail facility where they're already pre-cut, look at the number of needles on the ground under the trees, stroke the branches and see if a lot of needles fall off. That would indicate that it was probably cut quite a while ago and had partially dried out. And then the Fraser firs and the balsam firs are pretty much considered to be the most fragrant of all the trees. So those would be the three or four things that I would look for if I were buying one somewhere else.
And how does one care for that tree well when you bring it home? How often do you water it? You know, I've heard that if you buy one that's been pre-cut, there can be a sap seal on the bottom of the stump. How do you deal with that? How do you maintain a safe tree while it's in your house through a long Christmas season?
Well, first of all, set the tree away from heat sources. When you get that tree in the house, especially if it was cut God knows when, take a slice of about half an inch off the bottom of the tree and then start the tree off with hot tap water. And that hot tap water would probably dissolve any kind of sap seal that's at the base of the tree. Whenever I add water to the tree, I always add hot water. And again, hot tap water. Don't go overboard and boil the water or anything.
And how often, Dave?
Well, as fast as it goes down. Usually the first couple of days, it will suck up more water than it will once it's been set up for a while. But as long as you don't let the water go below the base of the tree, you should be in good shape.
Well, we are out of time. That's Dave Morin, owner of Arrowhead Acres in Uxbridge and communications spokesperson for the Massachusetts Christmas Tree Association. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Oh, thank you for having me.